memories I fled. Windy night and trouble at the door. Hiding in the quiet, I remember where you are.
Is in the background commenting on. You know what's
funny?
On,
you know what's funny?
Can I talk?
No, wait.
Damn.
I'm going to cut your ass off on your last night.
Excitement tonight.
Yo, this is kind of like our theme song, man, because I packed this in my crate tonight, and the first thing I told you when I bled into the room, I was like, yo, yep. I brought Playground. And
exactly.
You were like,
play it.
You were like, please, I already have it. And look at you now.
I'm just saying.
Look at you now.
As I was saying, Eternal's like, oh, this is dope, blase blah. And I was like, that's because you don't listen.
Yeah,
see,
this,
you should
this
be
the,
listening, man.
This
we can educate
I think
you.
Could this maybe qualify one day as the TCS theme? Because I feel this.
It could one day.
This is
but,
like,
I mean, we have a whole list of TCS certified songs. You know we do.
We certainly do.
From Innocent. From who did Innocent?
Innocent.
Off of, it was a Yellow Label.
Oh, Jesus.
Q Burns' Abstract Message.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now
yeah.
You know. Right.
Oh, right. Actually, the King Brett remix of that.
You got to step up to the mic, yo.
The song on the Orange Label, The Cats. Do, 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 do,
You know the one I'm talking about?
Nah.
You do.
Mighty Dubcats?
Huh?
Mighty Dubcats?
No, the kid was from Jersey. They had the two women on it, naked women on the label, and it was orange label.
Naked Music. No, that wasn't Naked Music. That wasn't Naked Music.
Before Naked Music, man.
Look at this. I got an email from Rob Ho. Mints out to Robbie.
Yeah, he called. Well, and it says, we're going to get into that.
I sent an email out for a final reminder. This little monkey. And he said...
Ooh, ooh, ah, ah.
Anyway, he said, if you're turning gay, you can save that info. Ain't he a trip?
That's how your people treat you, man.
I know. I know.
A big
in my face. In my face.
You got to be gay.
Not even behind my back.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
Can y'all do that behind my back?
What's his favorite moment? Yeah. I gotta hear.
As we take
you
turns,
can't put me on blast right now.
As we take turns and we all share our favorite moments at TCS, it doesn't have to necessarily be in TCS studios, but it has to be as a collaboration in a TCS presence, in a TCS setting where TCS is involved. And my man Ace International, step up to bat and your most memorable.
Hey!
Hey, yeah, man, that's what you sound like.
Shaco, those feet. Shaco.
Ace, please.
Well,
hey!
My most memorable moment with Half the Bay, I think it was 2003. Okay. Winter Music Conference.
We with you.
Sweet was dragging me around to every party, like 5 to 7 parties a night. And I like to dance, so I dance at every party. But one party in particular, I don't remember who was DJing or who, whatever. But it was the VIP.
Oh, it was Kenny Dope.
Okay.
Kenny Dope and...
Yep, you're right.
At a BBE party.
We go in there, and I'm dancing.
No, like, it was a Radio 1 party.
Like everything.
I'm dancing!
And there's this girl.
Dancing.
That's right, man. That's what I do, man.
I'm dancing.
That's what
look
I do. You telling me to... So I was feeling the vibe. So this broad... Or a woman, I call her a broad, was
respect.
Dancing all in my face with her. So
oh, no.
I started dancing with her. So then I was noticing these.
Chick was.
Can I finish the story?
Can you finish, man? Oh,
okay.
So I'm dancing.
It's taking them 18 minutes
I'm
to get
I'm dancing with
you know?
The broad. I'm trying to remember, it was a while ago. And I was noticing these cats around me were giving me that little eyeball like, you know why? And I was like, sweet, why are they looking at me like that? So, to make a long story short, I was dancing with some DJ's girl.
What's his name?
I don't know.
No, we don't want. But he's a pretty well pretty.
Yeah, but the thing is, I didn't know that.
Is he rhyme with Jimmy?
Pretty well.
Anyway,
pretty well.
Can I finish the story?
Go ahead, man.
So
I know what I go through.
I danced.
Come on, you can drop
with
the girl. Give
a
little more on
the
DJ.
Girl, and I had a good.
Hey, drop a little more on.
Nah.
I had a good time, and then you know I found out that you know the dude's girl. But I was like, hey, if your girl is dancing with me like that, then you got to check your girl, not me. So anyway, oh no, it's memorable because then everything fills it out. We started chilling on the side. We were just talking.
Nobody was
dancing.
Then we
were doing the little. Then I wanted to do the little wave like you do your pop. And we were pointing a little wave. And the dude didn't want to do the wave. No, the whole club.
The whole
VIP. I had the whole VIP doing the wave.
No lie.
Then little crybaby boy.
The dude's name rhymed with Jimmy.
Hey,
I don't know.
Hey.
The dude didn't want to do the wave. So I was like, oh, he's being a crumb cake tonight, whoever he is. So then, 10 minutes later, the dude starts jumping up and down on the couch like a gorilla. And I'll never forget that because it was a big dude jumping on that couch like a gorilla.
I hate to ask, but was he black?
Hey,
yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
That don't make no sense.
You ever see King Kong?
Well,
we saw him that night on that couch.
You sure know how to tell a story, don't you?
So I'm just telling you, that was my most memorable experience.
And the dude name rhyme with Jimmy.
I don't know.
Hey.
I'm not going there with the names, but it was just a fun time, man.
You know how I am.
And peace out.
Well,
so that was my most memorable.
Somebody
experience.
Latin Bronx is laughing.
Jimmy,
all I know is fun.
Jimmy registration.
Hey.
Mark, oh no, man.
You say late registration.
Sound like Kanye's album.
Yo, he's like the guy in the room, you know, when they're interviewing somebody and the lights are off, he'll walk in and be like,
doop, flick the lights on.
Daggone right.
Yeah.
Whoops.
I don't get it.
No, you know how they have the silhouette. Let me break it down for you.
Sorry. All right, good.
Let me break it down. Yeah. You know,
baby,
when they're interviewing someone who doesn't want to make their identity known, they have the silhouette.
Okay.
He's just walking there like flick. Oh, okay. Flick the lights.
Now I get it.
Like, are you cornflakes?
Now you got it.
But yeah, man, that was a bunch of fun.
You got the voice changer on, like, ah, turn it off.
And then everybody was looking at me crazy, man.
Yo, I remember
What's
that.
What's this button?
I never laughed so hard.
It was me, you, Lancelot.
What's this button for?
Easy. Hit it.
It was crazy. Anyway, we're going to get into a new joint. I got somebody else in the studio.
Yeah, we just had.
I got two more guests in the studio, and we're going to get into them after this. TCast.com, our final broadcast.
You mean to tell me
on WNYU radio? I can't even understand this cast. We'll be right back. TCast. Looking for real.
As a message, a little bit more than I love you, you love me, raise your hands up in unity. It's, you
know, right.
I don't think so. Try it again.
It's all right. I feel it. It's all right. I feel it. It's all right. I feel it.
Damn, I'm feeling that. But let me break it down for you, candy store style. The evolution of house is upon us. TCS presents New Soul for 2000. Although the name has changed, the vibe remains the same.
The new Ame joint?
Well, Ame's on a roll, man.
Oh my goodness.
But you know what? This night is not about Ame.
No, it's
or
not.
Or Amy, whatever they call him.
It's yeah.
TCS.
Anyway, I have my man St. Lawrence in the spot.
What's good?
Thank you for coming through. You and Simone. Simone, thank you for coming through. Is this your first time at TCS?
Yes.
Wow, have some candy. This is the last time we're going to be able to, you know, break bread or pass candy around.
Absolutely.
L.
Oh,
my
man.
Saint.
Yeah, baby. What's up? What's up?
That drop we did was in 2000. New
yes,
Soul for 2000.
Yes,
I remember
was.
Working on that exclusively with you.
Yeah.
To the point
I was
where
angry. I was angry with you. That's what I was.
Well, you expressed it well.
Yes.
We were at the show, and it was after the show, and I said, you know, Saint, I need you to do a drop for me. You know, can you hang out? And he was like, yeah, man, no problem, sweet. Anything you want, yo,
uh-huh.
You know.
Yes,
I said, yeah, because it's just your voice. You know, it's so deep. I think we can really do something. He was like, yeah, man, no problem. So the show's over at 1 o'clock. And I'm sitting there cleaning up, taking my time cleaning up. And he's still hype and energetic and ready to go. Like, yeah, you ready to do this drop? I said, oh, no, just let me clean up a little bit. I got to write the playlist. I got to, you know, put my records away. Can you hang out? Yeah, no problem, sweet, no problem. 2:30 comes. I said, oh, but, hey, you know, L, can I have to have a meeting with my staff. Can you just give me a minute so I can situate everything with them and you know, we'll get it on then.
Yeah, 2:30.
All right, sweet. You know, it's a little late. I said, you'll be all right. He said, all right.
2:30. Yeah, but what he's not telling you is that 2:30 went from 2:30 to 4:30.
To about, like, yeah. We didn't end up getting in the studio till about 5.
5 in the morning. I was half asleep. And he wakes me up and says, he says, all right, we ready? And I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, yeah, that's it. Perfect. Let's do it now. I said, what? I'm reading off of a piece of paper laying down on the table doing this drop. And I don't know what he actually recorded. I didn't think he even got it. We did it in one take, though.
One take.
We did it in one take.
You got famous off that, didn't you?
We did it in one take. We did.
No doubt.
We did it. Hell, Rio left before we even got the damn thing done.
But the funny thing was, it's like, I needed to prep your voice without you knowing about it, because then you would have tried to fake it. I just needed that natural, raspy voice. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did.
I kept Nando 5 in the morning on purpose, because he was all hype, and I couldn't use his voice hype because it's a higher pitch.
And literally, I was so tired that I just talked it out once, and next thing I know, I wasn't even here when it premiered. I got like 25 calls asking me, St. Lawrence, is that you on the radio? I heard you on the candy store. I hadn't even heard it yet. I came back here from Florida and I'm getting calls about my voice on the radio. I didn't even know how the damn thing sounded.
Well, you do have a smooth voice.
Well, thank you, brother.
You do.
But you do too, though. My man Ace has a smooth voice.
Not, it's not him, it's the Stanley Kubrick of radio.
Don't diss me, man.
Well, what are you doing, man?
I'm trying to transfer a call. Obviously, you ain't helping me, so.
I don't know what the hell you're doing. All I know is
that's what I'm doing.
The green light.
Can you transfer that call?
See,
no, exactly.
Ask for what you want for, and you'll get it. You
know he pushing buttons.
This green button blinking that fast is set up in conference mode.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, let's unset it up. How about
All right, now you transfer it.
Transfer.
I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know that. I mean, I was cool about staying late. I figured we would start about 3. By 4:15, I had been here since 10 o'clock that night. I was sleepy.
Let some people be in the studio and him talking and you waiting to hear him.
Yeah,
I'm packing up now.
Why are you still talking about me, man?
Love.
Time to call back at that number.
Live.
We're about to put some people live on the air.
Oh, that'd be cool. Okay.
Yeah.
That'd be
to get in some stuff. Over the years also, Rio and I, mostly Rio, done like a number of re-edits. That we featured, mostly TCS exclusives. Of course, you can't get them anywhere but here. And
well, I have one in my bag that you did, but you keep on telling people about how you don't like it.
Thanks.
But people do like it.
Thanks.
In fact, I think you should put it in and let people know.
It's not my thing.
Right.
That's Rio's thing. But before I get this next caller online, let's see. You can reach out tcats.com. To email us, or you can reach out via instant messenger WNYU radio, that's only for AIM, or 212-998-1818. You can reach us there, and we're gonna get into a re-edit. I think this is probably my favorite re-edit we're gonna get into. Do you know what it is? Can you take a guess? Well, you know, I can't even hear you. Maybe that's because you have Ace standing over top of your neck, and you crouch.
I thought. Aside,
Ace hugged the headphones on Rio's head. They just slid down. That was so sloppy.
I would say you already played Mother Earth, but right. Voyager's probably your favorite.
You think so?
I think so. Daft Punk.
You don't
Voyager.
Even know me. I love you, right. But you don't even know me. You don't even know me. We won't get into one of my favorite re-edits. In fact, this was a collabo.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well, that is one of my favorite. That is probably the favorite re-edit. And that was a collabo between me and you with Summer Sun by Coop.
Yeah.
And we flipped it.
It was on, what's that label? Compost, right?
Compost. But the funny thing about it was we did the re-edit, and it was actually...
This is the edit right here.
This is how we started it. The edit.
Right here, we can turn it up.
Great.
This was the intro for it. This was like the embodiment of the whole re-edit was this part.
But the funny thing was we were told to add an intro.
No, a segue so it can be DJ friendly by our very own Lance Ho.
Whole lotta. My
Lance
man.
Ho.
Miss out
wherever
the
you are.
Yeah, no doubt.
He should have dropped by tonight. What is the matter with that guy?
Yeah, I think he's eating barbecue.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Eating barbecue.
But anyway, as we...
tight shirt.
As
Yo, what is this? Yo, what is
this? Ace and Lance used to go at it like cats and dogs.
The tightest shirts in the world.
No doubt. Yo, remember, who called who burlap? Lance called you burlap? Yo, that was hilarious.
Lance was like a big scrubber bubble, just a walk-in scrubber bubble.
Yo,
you know, the 409 guy?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Laziest military.
That's what I'm talking. Now you see what I'm dealing with. Anyway, as we move on, my man DJ Rio.
Yo.
The aviator.
Yeah, man.
Aviator!
Yo.
You came aboard about what?
Well, through the channels of other
Ron
I used to play
Cosmo.
Well, I actually started with Chris Cullen.
Right.
He kind of gave me one of my spots, and then I went from there to playing for Emily.
Oh, right, Emily Anton.
And
that's
then
it.
Friday what's night. His name?
Ron Anthony.
Not Ron Anthony. Actually, Ron Anthony used to play with me and Ron Anthony were Emily's
DJs back.
And then we went into what's that cat's name? Daniel, I think. Danny Moon.
Oh yeah.
And I went
Danny
to
Moon,
Danny
Tuesday
Moon.
Nights. Yep.
And then we actually did Danny Moon, and he gave me my big break. And then Emily, just
picked
and
you up
Cosmo,
from there.
And they were just showing me a lot of love.
Yeah.
And then you did.
Yeah.
And you brought me in, and
at about 1997, and it was funny. It seems to me like I didn't really get you to feel part of the team until about 2002.
Yeah.
Until he started saying we and us and we, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean,
before it was like you guys, and then he'd leave. You know, he'd pack his records and be out.
Well, no, I came.
Eternal saying, explain why.
Uh oh.
And
okay.
I have no idea. No, he
because
won't.
I would always play music.
If you
Eternal
over,
would hate. That's why. That's why he got me in, just to get Eternal mad.
That's true. But
I want to tell you.
When you go ahead.
I owe everything to you, man.
Oh, get out of here, man.
Nah. You mentored me. I'm like, in other words, you opened the door.
Yeah, it's getting sappy, yeah.
I know. Just don't jump on the couch like a big gorilla. That's all I got to say. Yo, but you kind of let me out the gate, so like to hold it down for you.
No
and
doubt.
To me, that's been an honor. You know, an honor and a fulfillment, and I owe it all to you.
Nah, man, it's been an honor working with your abstract
with the oral
mind.
Copulation?
Yeah, it is an abstract mind at work.
Thank you. Anyway, can we get into your?
Yeah, I
want
to get into my moment because we got 20 minutes
look,
left
I mean,
to the show.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, even I came here through DJ Cosmo, but it wasn't until hey, look, I got to say the same thing to you, sweet, because if it wasn't for you, you know, a lot of this stuff that has happened.
You know something? We're going to write on paper later.
Yeah, right.
Okay. But because we're limited
this
the time.
This is not. I just want to stress to the listeners, if you just tuned in, this is the official last broadcast of The Candy Store, TCS, which has been blasting the airwaves every Monday night from 10:30 p.m. to 1 a.m. And we are moving on. It's not the end of TCS, but a new beginning. We're graduating from FM and moving into the new and improved TCS official website, which is not TCS.com. It's TCATS.com, TCATS.com. The new site will launch. It'll be an accessible 24/7, so you'll be able to hear our show anytime of the day. And most of the listeners that have called and expressed their gratitude have gone on to say that they're looking forward to it because they love to hear the music night and day. I have to make it clear because people are just tuning in. Anyway, I'm going to get into my moment.
Every time.
You know, my favorite TCS moment was actually a combination of two things.
Okay.
The first was when, you know, I had come in with my records. This was like a few years ago.
Okay.
I came in with my records, and you just gave me that look. Because you call me the MacGyver, remember?
Right.
Because whenever something would go wrong, Rio would, like, cut a fingernail off and glue it and stick it in somewhere. But anyway, I remember coming in one night, and you just looked at me and you said, I hope you're good, man. And I said, excuse me?
I remember that night, yes.
And what happened was the turntables were out and the mixer was out. We had to go into the next studio next
the
door.
AM side.
I want to tell you this. Where there was no... no mixer. We had to mix off the board. So I said, well, that couldn't be that hard. But he goes, get this, there's no monitor. The monitor you have to use is the monitor that's on the board, which is a mono signal. So you have to go back and forth with the... So we're mixing... There's no headphones involved now. We're mixing from the speaker on the top to the monitor speaker that's implanted on the board. And you know what?
And I used to do it all the time.
And Sweet and I pulled it off. And I want to get to the combination of stories here. Sweet and I pulled it off that night. And we looked at each other and said, you know, we should make that an initiation for any DJ that thinks they're good. Because, you know, that was the time when house music was like, oh, DJ this, DJ that, DJ that. You know what? It all comes down to old school skills. I got my original skills from doing hip hop when I was a kid.
Right.
And it taught me how to, like, the record's your friend. And, you know, it won't let you down if you're good at what you're doing. And that day, which brings me to the actual TCS moment that kind of made me crack up. But I don't mean to disrespect anybody, but, you know, Ace had his little thing. But I want to say, do you remember that one time Sting International came up?
Yes.
First of all, I admire him. He's an awesome. He's a great guy. And this is my favorite moment. Yo, Sweet's like, oh, I'm getting Sweet. Sting International, he's coming up to play. So I get up there, you know, and I'm looking, man. I mean, I go, are they having like a concert in here or something? Our studio was bigger back then, so they were lugging in all this equipment. The man brought his entire equipment up here. And I thought, I was like, wow, this is amazing. He brought his own coffin, his mixer, his speakers, his monitors, his records, his everything. And he's just bringing in one crate after the next. And you know what? He went in there. He went into the studio room. And we could not get his... We couldn't plug him in.
Right, we couldn't get his
We
signal.
Spent all night
trying
to plug him in, trying to plug him in. And by the time we got him on... Tommy he managed Bell, to play one record into the next. And we were like, Sting International, TCAT. And at the end of the show, Sweet and I just looked at each other and we said, it can be oh so simple, but so complicated. All he had to do was bring his records.
Yeah,
but,
basically.
You know, I give mints out to Sting for just showing out and, you know, just going AWOL on all the equipment. And we hope he'll come.
We did the same thing twice. Yeah.
Same thing.
But that to me was like my funniest moment because I was like, man, all you have to do is just bring a few records. But, you know, some people just want to come up and do their thing. And
yeah.
I guess
yeah.
Murphy's Law does invade TCS.
Rio.
Yeah.
I got one word for you.
Here we go.
Konnichiwa.
Oh, no.
Remember when our dear friend got on the Japanese kick was... Taking Japanese lessons.
You gonna tell on me, man? We gonna get into another interview. This is when Kenny Lattimore was in the studio. I don't even know if that was Stone, y'all. Leave me alone. We gonna get into this.
Yeah,
Kenny
right.
Lattimore, TCS.
You walk around with a.
See if you remember this. With a what? Yeah.
Big kabuki head.
See, that's why we gotta go.
Candy Store, we are back. Back with the man of soul, Kenny Lattimore on the spot.
Yeah.
Part two. As we continue, how did you break into the world of house music? You know, how did you actually meet Masters at Work, Kenny and Louie?
You know, it's funny. I think about spending time in New York and in the New Jersey area because that's where I would hear more house music.
Right.
And, I was talking with my manager about the new Eureka Soul project, and
tight.
Which we absolutely love.
Tight, yeah.
And he got on the phone. It was Colin Gale got on the phone and made a couple of calls. And next thing you know, he tells me, Kenny and Louie will do a remix. And he just made it happen right away because I know he was a huge, huge fan prior to that because he grew up in Zanzibar and all
right?
the clubs here. So. We went in and we started working on the whole piece. And the one thing I definitely wanted to do was new vocals. I wanted to make the house version its own special version. I didn't want it to just be a remix of my voice or anything like that.
So you were in there live doing your
we
thing.
We went in there live doing it. And what I loved about working with them was Kenny and Louie are extremely musical.
Right, right.
I mean, from the live horns and the arrangements and all of that, it wasn't just, it was nothing about it that was simple. I liked the fact that they got in there and it was very well thought out and complex interesting.
Right, right.
So
and you know, it was a learning process as well.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and they truly are the masters, right?
They are the masters.
They get down.
The masters at work.
And on behalf of the house community, I would like to thank you for thinking of us like that in order to get there and actually do your vocals yourself. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people just time stretch or something like that.
Well, I have to let all of the house heads know that, hey, I appreciate you because everybody doesn't make certain transitions as well.
Right.
But I respect the art, and I just thank everybody for the love that they've given me on both of these remixes and the live stuff, because, you know, when I did The Shelter, it was only the second time I ever sang the house versions live.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So.
And everybody that went down to the Winter Music Festival, I did it for the first time down there.
Mm-hmm.
And,
has
been... Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, one thing about house music for a singer is like a dream, because you can be free and let your voice just soar in directions. Mm-hmm. It's a lot like singing gospel music. We've been singing, we've been talking about that in the studio off mic.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot like singing gospel music where you just let yourself go and you just do your thing.
Right.
And whatever comes out, it just happens, and it's its own thing, you know.
So we'll step back for a minute. We were talking off mic about your first group, Mannequin.
Oh, yeah.
And how you got started is kind of significant, because one of the true pioneers of house.
Oh, yeah.
Merlin Bob. Was actually the one that had an active part.
Actually, after I left Mannequin.
Mm-hmm.
I was working, doing some writing with a set of twins out of Washington, D.C. Their names were Art and Scott Powell.
Okay.
And they knew Merlin through an attorney. I think Louise West is out of here in New York. I'm putting all these names out there, right? But I have a lot of love for these people because Louise introduced me to Merlin, and then we got together, and the twins and I, we did some writing.
Right.
And Merlin ended up signing us to East West Records.
Okay.
Our record never came out. I mean, it's a lot of things that happen in the record industry that don't allow your record to come out, but the love was still there.
Right.
And one of the greatest things that happened to me this year was to see Merlin Bob and actually just spend some time with him. He came to The Shelter to see me the other night.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
And I remember years ago, Merlin brought me to The Shelter when I was signed with them, with the twins and the whole group there. And I got a chance to just hang out with him. Yeah. And Timmy Register was spinning that night. And I kept telling everybody how I love when they would turn the treble up, turn the bass down, and everybody would start stomping and clapping. I was telling Vibe Magazine that. I mean, hot. You can't forget anything like
pure
that. You can't
energy.
Forget the energy
it's
like
pure
that.
Pure energy.
And of course, it happened two nights ago. But, you know, I don't know if Merlin is listening, but I really appreciate him for giving me a shot, he and Sylvia Rohn. But Merlin especially reached out to me, and I'll never forget that.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got some experiences. Is there more to come? Can we look forward to more from you on a house tip, if
absolutely.
Not nothing
you
else?
Know, I'm trying to, you know, not, I'm getting ready to
right?
say quiet as it's kept, but I'm getting ready to put it out there.
Good.
I really want to be a part of the New Eureka Soul when Kenny and Louie do that again.
Yeah. Yeah,
I really, really do. Because I know they're doing it. They're going to be in the basement working on something soon.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's good. You're like, I guess you're one of the premier vocalists now. Because I know they respect you. What is your relationship like in the studio? Is it easy to work with them?
Extremely.
I know
we really feed off each other.
Because I know they're at work. You know what I'm saying?
You
know, you can just come in and vibe. Like, well, why don't you do this? Or,
but you know what's great is they always have definite ideas.
Mm-hmm.
And they know how to articulate their ideas so that I can express it back through my voice. And then they always leave a space for me to just write an idea or come up on the spot with something like when we did If I Lose My Woman. I'd lose my heart if I had lived on TV. I mean, the little parts like that.
Right, right.
And we just go in and we just vibe completely and just make up parts and just have fun with it.
Mm-hmm.
But because they're the masters, it always comes out exactly the way it's supposed to come out.
Exactly.
So I have a lot of fun with them. Hopefully, I can do that New Eurekan Soul project, guys.
If they're
other
listening.
Than that, yeah, if you're listening. Yeah.
Hint, hint, right?
Other than that, you know what? As long as the house community keeps giving Kenny love, we're going to keep giving the mixes to you.
All right.
How do you feel right now?
I feel okay right now.
You feel okay right now?
Yeah, yeah.
As a little tradition that we do with every vocalist that comes up, we have them vocalize just to prove to the audience, all the Candy Store listeners, the true heads, that you're just not a studio voice.
Okay.
You know, even though you proved it live at the shelter. But you know what I'm saying? This is live. This is not your own track. You know what I'm saying? This is something that you can just feel the vibe, be it funky, whatever, however you want to take it, and do your thing Candy Store style.
Oh, okay, so I can just sing whatever.
You can sing. You can sing Candy Store because that's where you are. You can say my name. Whatever, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, it's open. It's on you.
Oh,
so this is how
boy.
We do.
Let me see what am I going to say.
As soon as you feel the beat, do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Ah, yeah, yeah, yeah. Feel the groove, feel the groove, feel it. Feel the groove, feel the groove, feel it. Yeah, yeah. I can feel it. I can feel it. Oh, 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 oh. Yeah. Can you feel it? Can you feel it? Feel
it. Ah, I don't know. I don't know.
Y'all got me sweating up in here right now.
See, we was playing something in the background. We was going to switch the track on you because that was too easy.
Oh.
That was too easy.
Oh.
So we didn't like, you know, not that you were cheating or anything, but we feel as though we got to make you work a little harder now. We're going to give you some rhythm now. We're going to give you some rhythm behind that beat. Let my man drop it. Here we go. This is how we switch the track up.
Okay.
Let me know if you can feel this. Wait till the melody kicks in.
Okay.
Dig into yourself and do your thing. Take you to church a little bit or something.
Like yeah, yeah, yeah. I still can feel it. And you, yeah. W and why you can you feel it?
Yeah, yeah.
W and why you can you feel it?
A little bit more flavorful. Kenny Lattimore live, Candy Store, WNYU. Every Monday night, this is how we do. Candy in the house, people bugging, vibes is high, nature's is rising. Yeah, yeah, that's how we do. Thank you very much, Kenny. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you for having me. We got to do this again soon.
No doubt. Give me a little hand. All right. little bit of Voyager in your life.
Yeah,
DJ Rio re-edit.
This is the edit I thought you was one of your favorites, but I was wrong.
No, it still is one of mine, but don't get no attitude. Jay White Feather on the check-in. Thank you, miss. She says, hello, sweet Rio and Ace. I'm so sorry to hear that this is your last show. I'm glad I discovered TCS by accident while channel surfing a couple years ago. Nobody does what you guys do. I will be able to check out your new website to sign up for all your email updates, no doubt.
Not if I have anything to do with
you. Thank you.
She forgot my name.
Yeah, cutting your mic. My most memorable, remember that now, don't you? My most memorable TCS moment is the first time I ever heard Innocent by Q Burns' Abstract Message. Talked about that earlier. I didn't know what it was, but it blew me away. I eventually got the title and artist from you, and it has become one of my favorite tunes. It still takes me away to some other place every time I hear it. So she says, good luck to all of you and keep on keeping on, etc., etc. Thank you very much.
I guess I don't get no good luck because she ain't
one. We all love you, E.
Amen.
Is that what you're looking for?
I know, right now?
I'm
a prodigal son, but
No, you know something? I'm gonna hit you in the head. You are Jaga. You remember that? So as I
yes,
run down
Jaga, that is exactly right.
From the Thundercats. Anyway, as I run down, I want to just say thank you for all
omens.
The love, dedication, appreciation, and support from TCS members past and of course present. But as we start with Eternal.
You gonna go down the list?
Spiritual consultant. Oh yeah. Big Ron. Remember Big Ron? Chris Ford, Mike G, Junior Don, Voodoo Ray, Stone Ray, my man Hector House Nation, who just called, no doubt.
Hector called?
Yes, yes.
Oh, man.
DJ Dine, Footnote.
What's up, Hector? I got a ding-dong.
Dealagant, stupid. Shan S, John Bomb, DJ Rio, of course, by my deaf side. Wow. Will Milton,
yeah.
Lancelot, Whole Lotta, Jellybean J, Ed Diesel, Robbie, Rob Ho.
Yep, yep.
The fourth Thundercat. Actually, he's the fifth Thundercat. Monica Mo Ridgie.
Yeah.
My heart right there. Sister Sarah, no doubt. Mitsuru was down for a minute, if you remember her. Lizard. Grytham.
My man Grytham.
I still got a t-shirt for
breath.
You, man.
Give me the breath.
Wait a minute.
Ace International on my deaf side as well. Kitty, if you remember Kitty the intern.
Oh, yeah.
Minster her. And, of course, Nat Fax.
Now, what about the people who wanted to be down?
We ain't got time for all that. We ain't got time for all that.
Remember the cats that was...
Miss Althea McQueen, she did our first intro.
The cats that was from, like, Brooklyn, that was down with Chris Ford.
Fresh and Crip. Oh, I forgot Crip and Fresh.
Yeah.
Oh, Miss Althea Crip and Fresh. Thank you very much, man. I forgot about them. But as we turn the page, Rio.
Yo.
Take it away.
All right. I'm going to read a little something that kind of embodies what we're about to do.
It is.
This is the salutation here. You ready? Designed to elevate your senses. TCS Radio has been at the forefront of underground music for over 10 years, gaining a reputation of one of New York City's finest live underground radio mixed shows, serving the greater New York City area as an established weekly fixture on the airwaves. We are proud to introduce TCS in its online radio platform. Yes, we have finally said farewell to the limited range of the FM bandwidth. Farewell to the Monday night time slot in order to expand our listener base and move into a larger broadcasting arena to spread the essence and character of our brand of underground music that demands to be heard. TCS, better known as the Candy Store or Thundercat Squad, has made a home for itself on the FM dial at 89.1. For the past 10 plus years, our major objective was to deliver a well-rounded blend of deep underground dance music ranging from new soul to drum and bass with the dynamics of gossip, news, and promotional plugs. As this has been accomplished locally, it is only fitting that we expand our endeavor to a wider global market. If you have just come aboard as a TCS listener, we welcome you to share and embrace our mission of presenting the most amazing and eclectic brand of exceptional underground music gathered from all corners of the globe that rarely achieves the success of pop recognition it truly deserves. After many years of broadcasting within the FM platform, we look forward to sharing with our fans the next level of our evolution. Webcasting as the TCS Online Radio Network. Finally, listeners will be able to tune in at any time, any day, from anywhere around the world. Excited, we sure as hell are.
Look for us at tcats.com. And
that was ridiculous.
No, look for us at TCAT.com for real. We're finished at WNYU. We want to thank everybody at WNYU for putting up with us and letting us do this for 10 plus years. I appreciate it. All the program directors, general managers, past and present.
Some of them sucked.
Hey, Paula, relax.
Yeah, go ahead, say it.
My goodness. And for the last time, remember not only to respect yourself, but your brother, man, because out of respect, there is no love, man, without history, is without his story. Quoting one another, stuff tip, my man, Sherlock Holmes, Mentor on Radio, my man, DJ Tony Tone, also Swan, Mark Asbury, Chris Collin, Cosmo. TCS is out for the last time. Thank you very much. We love y'all, man.
Thank you.
We'll see y'all in Candyland.
That's so good.
Love, exciting, and new.
Thanks for hanging out.
Come aboard.
These clowns are taking phone calls. 212-998-1818. Hit us up. 212-998-1818 or tcats.com. I'm going to miss y'all.
FM in New York now ends its broadcast day. We're licensed to New York University and operated by its students on an assigned carrier frequency of 89.1 megahertz with an effective radiated power output of 8.3 kilowatts vertical and horizontal. Our offices and studios are located at 721 Broadway in New York City. Our transmitter and antenna are located at University Heights in the Bronx. Some programs are pre-recorded. Tune in to 89U weekdays from 4 p.m. to 1 a.m. to hear New York's best new music. This is WNYU-FM, New York.